Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Joe and I will be doing the afternoon show on Friday from 3 to 6 at the Live Tour out at the Grove Golf Course, and really looking forward to that. And all of that brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics. We now bring in Live golfer Taylor Gooch, who's on the line with us. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. So I would assume you're already in Nashville getting ready to go?
I am, yeah. I'm out at the golf course right now. And when we get done here, I'm going to get out and see the course for the first time. I'm excited to go check it out.
Well, we're excited to have you all here because, I mean, there has been a thirst for a big-time golf tournament in this city. We've had the Korn Ferry Tour for years, but – you know, the PGA has never come here, so to have the Live Tour here is going to be very, very exciting. For you that has played this game for a long time, why is Nashville such an important stop for the Live Tour?
You just pointed it out. You know, there hasn't been, top-tier golf here in I don't know how long, and it's surprising for such a sports-centric town that, you know, there hasn't been elite, you know, tour pros here competing, and so we're excited, and, you know, obviously Nashville's a booming and growing town and a fun town. And so, you know, it's just going to be a fun week, and I'm excited for everyone here to see what Live Golf really is rather than just hearing about it.
What can fans expect that if, you know, maybe they've watched on TV, but they've never been to a Live Tour live? What can fans look forward to?
It's just a little bit different than your traditional golf event. It's a little bit more fan friendly, a little bit more fan entertaining. Everything from, you know, the music that's bumping around the course to the fan village. It's been one of the cool things, you know, over the last couple of years to see, really just a younger crowd, out at our tournaments. You know, you see families, you see, you know, kids out and about, and man, it's really fun and it's really exciting. And we just are constantly hearing great feedback from the fans about how much they enjoy the week. And that's something cool that, you know, we as the players, we take pride in, because at the end of the day, you know, this is about entertaining. We're going to, you know, we're here to compete and win, but we're here to make sure everyone has a good time too.
We're talking to Taylor Gooch, who's at the Live Golf Tournament. Taylor, so you get on the course today. I'm curious, when you go out before the tournament begins and you're observing the course, walking the course, do you take notes? You take mental notes? How does this all play out when you're getting ready for a course you've never seen before?
Yeah, that's part of getting here a few days early is to kind of get acquainted with the golf course and try to, you know, understand the nuances of it in a few days. And, for the most part, we've kind of seen it all at this point. So there's not a whole lot that's going to surprise us, but, you know, more so just getting a feel for the place, getting a feel for the green speeds, you know, seeing where you need to hit your tee balls and, you know, things of that nature. So it's our way of kind of getting, you know, a game plan for our week. And, it's nice getting a couple of days to, you know, get a feel for the course before we get going.
How big, I know you went to Oklahoma State. How big of a football fan are you?
Football is king where I'm from. So it's what you would imagine.
Do you get instances? Mike Gundy ever call you and give you inspirational quotes before you tee off?
So one of my favorite stories is from college is Mike Gundy is from my hometown.
Ooh.
Him and his brother Kale went to the same high school that my dad went to, and so the Gundys and the Gooches all know each other. And and I kind of joked my freshman year at Oklahoma State, I joked with my teammates because I was, you know, playing golf with a few upperclassmen that, you know, Kevin Tways and, you know, Peter Ulines and all these studs, and I joked with them. I was like, man, you guys are all like big studs and stuff, but you guys don't know what it's like to be a hometown hero. I am a hometown hero. And, you know, just kind of give them a hard time. And sure enough, a couple weekends later, Gundy brought a couple recruits out to the golf course to have some lunch and kind of see Carson Creek, a cool golf course at Oklahoma State's home golf course. And sure enough, he walks in and he was like, oh, Taylor, guys, this guy, he's a hero from where I'm from, blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, he was right on brand with the message. So Gundy's the best, man. We're fortunate to have him as a head coach, and hey, we're excited for football to get going this fall.
I love it. Also, I got another Oklahoma State connection. I mean, has Garth reached out to you at all?
He hasn't. I might faint if that happens. I mean, you want to talk about heroes? He's as big as they come, man. He's another one. It's cool, and it makes you proud to be an Okie when you got guys like that from there. So I haven't heard from him yet. I'll be excited for if that day happens.
We're talking to Taylor Gooch, Live Golfer. They're in town this weekend at the Grove. So how much, and maybe it hasn't truly started yet, but how much buzz is there going to be amongst the golfers since Bryson won the U.S. Open, a Live Golfer wins a major?
Oh, for sure. I mean, everyone's excited to get the chance to beat the U.S. Open champ, you know. So it's always tough coming off of a win, and especially of that magnitude. It's tough to back it up the next week, but he's playing such great golf right now that I have a hard time seeing him do anything but play well this week. So, you know, just a little bragging rights, see if we can go out and whip the U.S. Open champ.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You watch him swing. He's got like just this power swing that I've never seen.
He's a freak of nature. It's crazy to see it live and in person. And you know, it's not exaggerated. Like once you see it in person, it's like, okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing what he did last weekend. All right, talking to Taylor Gooch, who's in town. The Live Golf has rolled through Nashville. All right, you know, I know the new approach of Live Golf and everything and kind of, you know, taking a different avenue and having fun. Are you okay with – I know it's like, you know, be quiet when you're – are you okay with the crowd getting into it when you're getting ready to tee off? Because I think you guys are so good, Taylor, that I could bring an air horn out there. You'd still hit it 400 yards down the middle.
You know, that's one of the benefits of having the music around the course is, you know, we don't get distracted by like an air horn or, you know, big loud noises. It's when there's no noise and then someone all of a sudden makes a noise. That's when it right. gets distracting. And so it really is one of the things that we all love is, you know, having the music, it kind of it gets rid of those, you know, quiet moments for a fan to potentially distract us, you know. So it's, you know, but hey, don't bring an air horn out there, you know. Wait till you're golfing with your buddies next week to do that.
We'll do that.
Yeah, hey, look, we're gonna be out there Friday. He's loud enough, so we don't need an air
sorry
horn,
man
air horn. So it's okay. Taylor, thanks for doing this morning. Best of luck. Enjoy the tournament and walk on the course today, but we look forward to seeing you all out this weekend.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good time this weekend. Maybe have an extra beer for me.
We will. We will make that happen. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
See ya. Taylor Gooch, Live Golfer, joining us here on the program. It's crazy. You look through that roster.
Yeah.
It's loaded. I mean, Sergio, like in all the champions, like the major champions, Sergio Garcia, you know, Taylor, Bryson DeChambeau now, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson. On there.
I
mean,
there's
just Louis Oosthuizen is on there. I mean, like so many of these names that you're like, oh, I know that guy. They're here.
And they're all, I mean, I know the money is insane. I get all that, but they're having
sure.
fun.
Sure. And there's I know there's a lot with it, but they're here. They're doing it.
Exactly.
And so,
good point.
You know, you need to, like, if you're one of those people that's wanted to see pro golf in Nashville, and the Korn Ferry Tour is great. Don't get me wrong. It's great. But if you've wanted to see big-time pro golf in Nashville, here you go.
That's exactly right.
So we'll be out there Friday from 3 to 6. Coming up next, I have something that I want to run by Big Joe. NFL.com ranked all 8 NFL divisions by their quarterbacks.
Also, you've got something cool that you came up with. We're going to do it at 10:45.
Yes, we'll tease that.
Yes.
Plus driver Ty Gibbs, NASCAR Cup Series driver
okay.
Ty Gibbs. Yep, at 10:30, we'll do that. All coming up, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.